Is this the death of LinkedIn video? It's not, that's just mostly a clickbait title, but there is some truth to it because there are a lot of things that are not going to work anymore on LinkedIn that used to work really well, especially on the video side. So these are the five that you have to worry about if you're creating content. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's just get right into it. Hit the follow, hit the subscribe. Let's go. We do have a problem here. LinkedIn has changed for better or worse, and the influencers aren't loving it. This is not the death of LinkedIn video. This is the death of the old way of doing it. The old way of doing LinkedIn has nothing to do with video and everything to do with text. And that is changing for a multitude of reasons. But the days of posting a random, seemingly random, unedited, uncaptioned video should be over. If you want to grow on LinkedIn now, you're going to need to pay attention to these five major changes. The first one is the algorithm itself. We used to post videos and they would get less engagement. Now we're posting videos, they're getting more engagement, but they're getting 5 to 10 times the amount of eyeballs, meaning views and impressions, than even text posts. So the first major issue here is that the algorithm has shifted. It's now prioritizing video, but in not the same way as it prioritizes text. But the real highlight here is the algorithm has changed. Yes, you need to post videos, but the question is how. On top of the algorithm changing, we also have something called audience fatigue. And this is not a physical fatigue, it's a mental fatigue. And what happens is even your favorite creator becomes boring or unexciting to you once they've repeated the same format over and over and over again. And now this is actually not your fault as a consumer. On the creator side, what happens is they find a format that everybody tells them that they like, where they find a format that gets more and more and more views, so they double, triple, and quadruple down on that format, when in reality, they should be using it sparingly, right? You do not take the best item on your menu and try to force people to eat it first. You give them some appetizers, maybe have a couple drinks, and what you do is you save the best for last. You don't get a crab dinner every single night unless you want to get sick of crab dinners. So audience fatigue is real. People get tired of the same old thing. And this is why posting a video of you with no captions or any type of editing at all, or even cutting, is that gets old. You got to switch it up. You got to try something different. The third reason why the traditional LinkedIn video is dying is because of strategy. And I'll just say it real fast and get this one over with. Posting is not a strategy. Posting videos when you feel like it is not a strategy. Posting unedited, uncaptioned, raw videos is not a strategy. A strategy is a strategy. So this is a big one. If you don't know why you're posting what you're posting, then why are you posting it? Strategy is the difference between people who get results and people that know why they get the results they get. So before you hit post, make sure it's part of a bigger strategy. Make sure you know why you're posting what you're posting. The fourth reason why traditional LinkedIn video is dead is because video is now not a nice to have. Video is now a must-have. If you were selling any type of service, you are going to need videos. There's a reason why we don't have books on our walls. There's a reason why we have TVs on the wall. There's a reason why phones don't get smaller. There's a reason why cameras don't have worse quality over time. This is because video is now mandatory, not optional. On the old LinkedIn video, you could post a video whenever, however, in whatever format. Now, all of your competition is posting videos. Take that how you like. You can take that or you can leave it. It's up to you. But the reality is, it's not optional anymore. The fifth reason why traditional LinkedIn video is dead is because you can't get by on 1 minute videos. You're watching a multiple minute video right now, proving the exact point. Listen, you can post as many 1 minute videos as you want. They're never ever going to rank on Google. They're never ever going to be found on YouTube, unless you're using YouTube Shorts. But in that case, somebody's just going to scroll to the next one. So if you want to not use video as a nice to have, but use it as a must have and actually use it to generate more profit for your business, then you're going to need to look at video, yes, as a strategy, but also as a longer form piece of content. You need to use it to explain things that you can't explain in a 1 minute video. And that's why this video is 8 minutes long. Can't do this all in 1 minute. So that is the fifth and final reason why the death of LinkedIn video is here. You're gonna need something a little bit more than 1 minute. And you have it. The LinkedIn video duration is 15 minutes. I've posted 15 minute videos and they do great. So think outside the box. Post something a little bit longer, a little bit more in depth, a little bit different, because just because it gets likes doesn't mean it's going to make you money. What you need is not breadth, but depth. And if you do want to understand how this new LinkedIn algorithm actually works, we just did that last week. We have a video that goes through all of the LinkedIn algorithm updates. If you're completely new to this video feed, I would definitely suggest watching it. Or if you're a seasoned video vet, I would also suggest watching it so you're completely up to date on LinkedIn's new video algorithm as of 2025. Appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Ryan R. Sullivan. This is what I help founders, entrepreneurs, and marketers do. Appreciate it, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.